This report says that it would be good for least developed countries and for Africa generally if there were greater regional integration. Now, to make that hum, you need more trans-border infrastructure investments for a start. One of the things that really holds back trade within Africa is the lack of good logistics. Roads aren't always in good repair, if existent, and rail is very underdeveloped in many countries. So the infrastructure deficit in transport, in water, in power and communications generally is something that needs a lot of attention.
Considering these are the least developed countries, would these investments have to come from the outside?
In many cases, there'll be a big role for the multilateral development banks, whether it be World Bank or Africa, the Development Bank in the case of Africa. But I think there'll also be private-public partnerships which enable countries to speed up the development of their infrastructure. There'll also be the role which some of the major emerging countries are playing in South-South cooperation, and I think there's a lot of awareness of the role that China is now playing in infrastructure projects. So I think there'll be a wide range of ways to do this. The key thing is to commit to regional integration as a vehicle for development, including human development, and then put in place the policies that can make that really hum.
You talk about policies, and the report recommends that these integrated regional investments must be coupled with pro-poor policy. Would you explain that?
The objective would be to see human development as an outcome of regional integration, not just a byproduct, but something you actively plan for. For that to be the case, you have to be planning around the education and skills you're going to need to drive greater regional economic integration. It also means a healthy population, because unhealthy populations aren't able to give economic growth much momentum. And then there's the issue of basic social protection, because when you go to integration, there will be some winners and there will be some losers unless you mitigate. So you need to build that into the design of regional integration as well.
Now, the UN Development Program report says this can really only happen if it's supported by strong political will and committed leadership in the African countries. Is that easy or hard to come by?
I think increasingly we will see that leadership and will, because African countries are aware of what very successful models of regional integration have achieved, for example, in Southeast Asia. I think that Africa knows it has a lot more potential to trade between itself, but that is held back for a variety of reasons, not least these major infrastructural ones. So I think increasingly the will is there, not only at the Africa Union-wide level, but also within the Southern African Development Community, the East African Community, ECOWAS in West Africa, to really get together and make regions move ahead, because people see that this is a route to development.
What kind of an increase in the standard of living do you foresee if these policies are carried out?
I guess the objective is to see least developed countries move out of that category and along the development trajectory. Turkey, which takes the chair of the LDC conference here in Istanbul, is setting targets for the number of countries that could graduate within the next 10 years. There are many which could graduate. There are others currently, like Afghanistan, held back by very, very considerable conflict. But so often in the conflict-ridden countries, we see very, very great resources as well. So peace and stability have a big part to play in lifting countries out of the development stagnation, if you like, that a number are in.